has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Thank you. has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Thank you. Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you waiting.
Oh, well, that's no problem. Hope everything's okay.
Everything's okay, except I was into something and I needed to realize it. And
now you're here.
Yep.
Baruch Hashem.
Exactly. So we will. Now I have to get back to the spreadsheet for that for today. Figure out where we are. What happens is my computer runs slow because I have too many windows open. Shem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkinte Kiluur Himud Kilu Kiluur Himu. Yakta Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe. The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunayelo Hino Elena Maseya Deno Kurene Elena Maseya Deno Kurenehu. The page is still opening up. The second Aliyah, which we should have done yesterday, but I was out, begins at Leviticus chapter 13, verse 24, and completes at verse 39. That is a total of 16 verses. The number 16 is connected to the Yud and the Vav of Hashem's name, because it represents the sharing letters of the name, the male letters of the name. O basar ki yebioro mikvat esh v'hayta michyat ha-mikva v'acheret levana adad demet O Levana, Vera'ota, Al Kohen, Wehine Nehepa, Sayar, Lavan Baba Heret, Umareha, Amok ha'or tzara'at ibamikwa barachavati me'oto akohen nega tzara'at ki v'im yirena akohen v'hine ein babacheret se'ar lavan ushfala einena min ha'or v'hi keha v'his giro akohen sivat yamin v'ra'ahu akohen Bayom hashbi im pasa if se baot letime hako enoto megatarat I weimotach teha ta amod habacheret lo pasta Ha'or v'hike ha'se'et ha'mikwahi v'ti ha'ro ha'kohen ki tzarevet ha'mikwahi v'ish o isha ki hiye v'o naga b'rosh o b'zakam Wera ha'kohen ed ha'mega v'hine marehu amok min ha'or ubo se'ar tzaho lak v'ti me'oto ha'kohen netek u'tzara'at ha'rish Arosh O Azakan Hu Waki Yire HaKohen Et Nega HaNetek Vehine Ein Marehu Amok Min HaOr V'Seyar Shahor Ein Bo V'Hizkir HaKohen Et nega hanetek shivat yamin. V'ra'a ha'kohen et hanega v'yom ha'shvi v'hine lo v'asa hanetek v'lo haya lo se'ar tahog u'mar'eh Anetek ein amok min ha'or. V'hidgalach v'yet hanetek lo yigaleach v'hisgir ha'kohen et hanetek shivat yamin sheinit v'ra'a Akohen et hanetek v'yom hashvi v'hine lo v'asa hanetek v'or u'marehu einenu amok min ha'or v'tihar oto Akohen v'ki bes v'gadal v'taher v'im pas ifse hanetek v'or achare tacharato v'ra'ahu hakohen v'hine pas hanetek v'or lo yivaker Akohen la se'ar hatzaho tamehu. We tamach bo nirpa hanetek tahor hu v'ti haro hakohen. V'ish o isha ki hiye v'yorpa v'saram v'eharot v'eharot levanot v'ra'a hakohen v'hine v'yorpa v'saram v'eharot ke Bokak uparach baor tahorhu. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. Now for the English translation. Verse 24 of chapter 13. If flesh has a fire burn on its skin, and on the healed area of the burn there is a reddish white or white becheret, the Kohen shall look at it, and behold, the hair has turned white in the becheret, and its appearance is deeper than the skin. It is Sahara'at, which has spread in the burn. So the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a lesion of Sahara'at. But if the Kohen looks at it, and behold, there is no white hair in the Baharat, and it is not lower than the skin, and it is dim, the Kohen shall quarantine him for 7 days. As we learned on the first day, that the Kohen has to be able to determine what it is. And if he can't, he quarantines the person until he's able to evaluate the growth, the change in the item. Verse 27. And the Kohen shall look at it on the seventh day. If it has spread on the skin, the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a lesion of Sahara'at. But if the Baharat remains in its place, not increasing on the skin, and it is dim, it is a Seit of the burn, and the Kohen shall pronounce him clean, because it is the scar tissue of the burn. But if a man or a woman has a lesion on the head or on the beard, the Kohen shall look at the lesion, and behold, its appearance is deeper than the skin, and in it is a thin golden yellow hair. The Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a netek, which is sahara'at of the head or the beard. But when the Kohen looks at the netek lesion, and behold, its appearance is not deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, the Kohen shall quarantine the person with the netek lesion for 7 days. And the Kohen shall look at the lesion on the seventh day, and behold, the netek has not spread, and no golden yellow hair was in it, and the appearance of the netek is not deeper than the skin. He shall shave himself, but adjacent to the netek he shall not shave. And the Kohen shall quarantine the netek again for 7 days. Then the Kohen shall look at the netek on the seventh day. And behold, the netek did not spread on the skin, and its appearance is not deeper than the skin. The Kohen shall pronounce him clean, and he shall immerse his garments and become clean. But if the netek spreads on the skin after he has been declared clean, the Kohen shall look at it, and behold, the netek has spread on the skin. The Kohen need not examine for golden yellow hair. It is unclean. But if the appearance of the netek has remained the same, or if black hair has grown in it, The netek has healed. He is clean. So the Kohen shall pronounce him clean. If a man or a woman has spots on the skin of their flesh, white spots, the Kohen shall look and behold, there are dim white spots on the skin of their flesh. It is a bohak, which has spread on the skin. He is clean. And that is the completion of the second reading. I want to take a look to see how many verses are in the third Aliyah, which is what we should be doing today. But we may not have time. The third Aliyah is in chapter 13 from verse 40 and completes in verse 54. This is a total of 15 verses. We should have time to finish it within the next half hour. So I'm going to try and do that. Verse 40 in Hebrew. Vishki marit rosho kerea utahorhu vimifat panavi marit rosho gebea utahorhu vakihi Karahat, Obegabahat, Negalavan, Adam Dam, Saraat, Porahat, Ibikarato, Obegabato, Wira, Oto Hakoen, Wehine Set, Anegalavana. Adam nebet bekarachto, o begabachto kimare, tzaraat or basar, isaru ahutame, utame itamenu, akohen berosho. Behatsarua Asher Bohaneka Bagada Yihiyu Verumin Veru Verosho Yihiyya Parua Vealsafam Yate Vitame Tame Yikra Kol Yame Asher Anegaboit ba, Tamehu badad yeshev bichutz lamachane, Moshavo ve'abeged ki hiye, bo negatzaraat beveged. Semer o beveged bishtim, o bishti o ve'erev lebishtim, ve'latzamer o v'yor, o bekol meleket or v'chaya ha'mega, yirach rak. O Adam Dam, La Beged, O La Or, O Bashti, O Vaerev, O at uvehara. En hakohen vera'a hakohen et hanaga vehisgir et hanega shivad yamim vera'a et hanega vayom hashvi ki pesa hanega babed yed o vashti. O va'erev, o va'or, l'kol asher ye'afet, ha'or limlacha, sara'at mameret, ha'negat ameihu, v'sara et ha'beged, o et ha'ashti, o et ha'erev, Batsemer, O Bapishtim, O Ed Kokli Haor, Asher Yihye, Vo Anaga, Kitzaraat, Mameret, Ki Baesh Tisarev, Ve Imire Hakohen, Vehine Lo. Anega babeged o bashti o baerev o bekol klior v'tziwa hakohen v'kibisu et asher bo hanaga v'hiskiro Shivat Yamim Shemit. That's the completion of the third Aliyah in Hebrew. And the English translation if a man loses the hair on his head, he is bald, he is clean. If he loses his hair on the side towards his face, he is bald at the front, he is clean. If there is a reddish-white lesion on the back or front bald area, it is a spreading tzara'at in his back or front bald area. So the Kohen shall look at it, and behold, there is a reddish-white seit lesion on his back or front bald area, like the appearance of tzara'at on the skin of the flesh. He is a man afflicted with tzara'at. He is unclean. My computer jumped, so waiting for it to settle down. So he is unclean. The Kohen shall surely pronounce him unclean. His lesion is on his head. And the person with sara'at in whom there is the lesion, his garment shall be torn. His head shall be unshorn. He shall cover himself down to his mustache and call out, unclean, unclean. All the days the lesion is upon him, he shall remain unclean. He is unclean, he shall dwell isolated. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. And as for the garment that has the lesion of tzara'at upon it, on a woolen garment or on a linen garment, or on warp or the woof of linen or of wool, or on leather or on anything made from leather. If the lesion on the garment, the leather, the warp, or woof, or on any leather article is deep green or deep red, It is a lesion of Tzara'at, and it shall be shown to the Kohen. The Kohen shall look at the lesion, and he shall quarantine the lesion for 7 days. And he shall look at the lesion on the seventh day. The lesion has spread on the garment, or on the warp or woof, or on the leather, or on any article made from leather. The lesion is a malignant tzara'at. It is unclean. And he shall burn the garment, the warp or woof, of wool or of linen, or any leather article which has the lesion upon it. For it is a malignant tzara'at. It shall be burned in fire. But if the Kohen looks and behold, the lesion has not spread on the garment, the warp or woof, or any leather article, the Kohen shall order, and they shall wash what the lesion is upon, and he shall quarantine it yet again for 7 days. That's the completion of the English translation. Does anybody have any questions?
No. Hanok?
Yes.
I have a question, but I've just noticed that, whether we're looking and reading and discussing the different colors of the Mishkan to the colors of the items and the furniture, or how the priesthood garments, even down to the skin, there's different shades of color. We're still dealing with shades of colors. And even
Correct.
Into the white, I mean, there's four different, even when you get to the white area, you got four different shades of white even. So
Correct.
It's just colors. I just was amazed how important colors reveal so many aspects of a lot of things, even down to skin and leprosy and things like that. You wouldn't even think that would be important, you know?
And even in dream interpretation, the first
right.
question to ask somebody was, what colors did you see?
Right, that's true. Very interesting.
Dreams are related to the Sephirot, and the colors tell you which Sephirah.
Yes, I remember you telling us that before.
So colors are very important.
Yes.
And that's why most men are colorblind.
Like I said, you wouldn't even think like leprosy or just an average skin disease. You wouldn't even think how important colors even played in even that. I mean, something like that level even, you know what I mean?
Correct. But it teaches us that everything has that connection to the Sephirah.
Yes.
The Sephirot. It's really a good lesson, and I thank you for the question or the comment.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for your participation in teaching. I really appreciate that.
You have a beautiful day, Kodesh Tov. And maybe we
Kodesh
should just take a moment to say the Ana Bekoach for the Kodesh
okay.
Tov.
All right.
Ana Bekoach, Yedula Chimita. Ahavatinam, condition of love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadu Taharino. Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun. Krasatan, Terapsatan. Rearrange the letters, it's Sha'arkatan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Nagibor, Dorshe, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. parnasa, and healing. Tas barchen tacharen rachame sikata ta betet reish sadi taf gimel. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach in its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Kasin kadosh bero to ka na ladate tet kuf bet tet nunayan. The sequence connects to the sequence set to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude. The permutation for the month of Iyar is Yud He He Vav. Please join me. Yo He He Yud He He Va. Yo 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 hey hey wa, yo hey wa. The letter pay created the planet Venus. The letter vav created the constellation Shore, the bull. Together the pay and the vav have gematria 86. The same gematria as Elohim. Yo hey hey wa, 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 yo hey hey wa. Yachid Geer Lamcha Pene O Tateka Gimelamet Pei Zion Ku. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel, ushmati akatenu, ondeya talumot, shinkufa tzadiyuta. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. We also learn from this sequence. First two letters have a gematria of 400, which represents the four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. The last four letters have a gematria of 506, similar to the first verse, which teaches us that the path to completion is to requires us to inject unconditional love into every step of our life process. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Have a beautiful day. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.